as high school football playoffs continue tonight here in Central Indiana. And the game of the night, at least from my standpoint, is Carmel and Ben Davis, or maybe I should say Ben Davis and Carmel, being played at the Giant Stadium over on the west side today. And on the line with us, taking just a short break from his duties at Morning Edition, is Steve Inskeep, Carmel High School class of, I think, 1986. Is that right, Steve?
That is right, Scott. Thanks. It's good to be here.
You know, this was your idea to come on the air with me today and talk about this game. And there are some serious public radio bragging rights on the line here tonight between these two teams, don't you think?
Well, I want to tell you, Scott, I'm going to provide entirely unbiased reporting on this game, regardless of the fact that my brother Jimmy is the athletic director at Carmel and that my cousin Kevin is the coach of the Carmel team.
Yes.
And that, yes, I graduated in 1986 from Carmel High School. Totally unbiased coverage.
Now, what's the deal with Carmel this weekend? Are they going to be able to rebound after their dramatic win over Warren Central, number one in the state, last weekend? They didn't lead until the final 30 seconds of the game last week, Steve. What's going to happen tonight?
That's exactly right. They were down something like 20-0. Of course, I was following this through Twitter messages from my brother, but it was pretty suspenseful even where I was. Pretty amazing, amazing game, but they've shown the ability to do that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they came back in the last game they played against your alma mater, Ben Davis. Isn't that right, Scott?
They were down 10-0 and won that game 20-10, in fact. And they may have to come back again tonight, because Ben Davis proved last week against Avon that they can put a lot of points on the board. I think 64-41 was the final for the Giants last week against a very good Avon team. So it'll be interesting.
Well, let me just mention one thing that I've heard from the Carmel camp. I've actually heard people say, Scott, that they are glad to be playing Ben Davis, because Ben Davis is known to be a tough team, and they feel like they need something to really motivate them and make sure they don't take their eye off the ball after that big win against Warren.
Absolutely, and that's something that certainly can happen in that situation.
From the Ben Davis side? We just got a minute left here.
I don't have dirt. I have a wager for you, Steve. I think the winner, whoever's team wins this game, needs to take the other guy to St. Elmo. The next time you come to town, if Ben Davis wins, you treat me. If Carmel wins, I treat
you.
Awesome. How about
that? St. Elmo it is. St. Elmo it is. I'll be in within weeks, and we will see how this turns out. Let's just mention there are other games. Crown Point against Penn, if I'm not mistaken. Southeastern against Snyder.
Exactly.
You got Center Grove and Bedford's. Pretty amazing football games.
And you're very impressive keeping track of all this from a long distance away in Washington. Nicely done.
I have connections, Scott.
Yes, you do. Hey, thanks
for football industry.
Thanks for talking to us. Thanks for joining us. Great idea. Good luck, Ben Davis, tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Good luck, Ben Davis, and good luck, Carmel, if I'm allowed to say that.
All right, absolutely. Steve Inskeep, thanks for joining us this morning on the line from Washington, D.C.